entire family's disappointment, your friends, family, but especially the bride and groom who wanted to get married and then had to cancel their wedding. Hi, Ella. Are you on the line?
Yeah, hi.
Yay, fantastic. Okay, so I'm going to punch up Preston, not your fiance, your husband. I'm going to punch up your husband as well. So here we go. Okay, hi, Preston. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, G?
Fantastic. Thank you both for being with WGN Radio tonight. I think this is a really good feel-good story, but I'm sure that it was a little bit bittersweet, Ella, for you. At what point did you decide? Well, actually, first, Ella, what was your wedding date set for?
It was supposed to be March 21st. It ended up actually being March 21st, but of course, like you said, it looked a little different and had quite a smaller crowd, but we were nonetheless still celebrated on March 21st.
At what point, Preston, did you decide, oh boy, we've got to pull the plug, we can't do the wedding?
The night itself would have been the, a week before the wedding, the Thursday before, or not the week of, but the week before, was actually the last day that I was at work. They told us that morning that we would be working from home from there on out until something more clear could be determined on when we could come back into the office. And we had been talking with our vendors, trying to be proactive, realizing, you know, given everything that was changing on a daily basis, we might have to postpone. But I remember coming home that night and talking to Ella, and that was really the night that we decided that March 21st wasn't going to be the exact day we thought it was going to be. And while obviously we were excited about getting married, spending the rest of our lives together, maybe holding an event of 150 plus wasn't right. and so, you know, it was tough, but we talked through it, and then we're able to kind of draft up some emails and reach out to people to ask them to work with us on postponing the date.
So bittersweet, because of course, March 21st, your original date for your wedding, that's when the stay-at-home order by the governor went into effect.
Yep.
At 5 p.m. Talk about the timing. But Ella, for you, did you as well, Preston, seem to also have an inkling that this was probably coming down the pipeline, that this was going to affect your nuptials? Ella, at what point did you finally talk to each other? I'm assuming that maybe you wanted to keep it from one another because you were afraid speaking it would actually make it real and make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I would say starting that week, we would watch the news every night, and it was like every hour things were changing. And it was hard to even, like, keep up with all the changes. So it just became overwhelming to a point where it was like, like we all have been, you're just, like, constantly consuming the news these days. And we started having, like, nightly conference calls with our family just because we valued their opinions, too. And we were most worried about them in particular being exposed to whomever could potentially be asymptomatic carrier at our own wedding. So it was helpful to get their intel, and it dawned on us eventually that we just like needed to pull the plug, and it was not safe for anyone to be there. But we were very proactive because we got our marriage license, because without that, you can't really do much. And now all of those offices are obviously closed.
So you managed to actually get your wedding license before all the city offices closed. So that was incredible. That took some definite forethought for you guys. I'm curious, who mentioned canceling first to whom?
That's tough. I don't know. Honestly, it was probably my dad. That was like, guys, what are we doing here?
This is why fathers are so important.
Yes. Yeah. But I would say, I'll be candid, there were moments where I was like, let's just, you know, even if we have half the amount of people, like, in my mind, I just wanted to move on with my life. Like, I wanted, of course, the wedding was exciting, and you know, we had put a lot of effort into it, but I was also just ready for it to kind of be over in a way. And I think Preston, I will give him credit, but I think he was the first one to be like, I just don't see this happening. And I knew that would be the case, but I just needed to warm up to the idea. I mean, I guess warm up is the wrong. I needed to, like, decide that that was the final direction to move in. But it definitely was harder for me to come to that conclusion.
Well, of course, all of these disappointments are relative to everyone that's going through it. But I imagine, I mean, this is a day that you have dreamed of for a long time. And you guys, both of you, put a lot of planning into it. What, I mean, did you cry? What happened? Like, I mean, did you order something off of Amazon so that, did you do some shopping? What did you do?
Definitely some crying. definitely an emotional night when we decided that, that, you know, that it needed to be postponed. And then, you know, it's just, I think being together and being able to make the decision together did make it that much easier. And I will say, once we reached out, there was a little bit of a weight lifted off of us. You know, obviously, while we wanted to have a ceremony and be able to share that moment with everyone, at the same time, once we were able to postpone and say we weren't going to put anyone at risk and we would find the right day to make our celebration everything we wanted it to be, there was also a sense of relief that I do remember feeling.
Ella, how long have you been engaged?
Since February of last year. Okay. So, right. So a long time.
Not that
and
long.
True. Not. I know plenty of people are, you know, engaged for longer than that. And just to, like, piggyback what Preston was saying, I do think once we were more clear about the situation, like, we were truly one of the first weddings that was impacted by this. So we were just in the dark, and a lot of it was, like, up to us to make a decision. There wasn't, you know, the government or the CDC wasn't telling us what to do. So in a way, that's what made it the hardest, is, like, we weren't fully equipped with all of the information to make an informed decision. And I'm so glad we obviously anticipated that this is the direction it was going in, because as soon as, you know, anyone says you can't have a group of 50 or more, you're like, okay, well, this is, like, obvious, you know, that's set in stone. But it was such a weight lifted off to just know that we weren't harming anyone. Weren't contributing to it at all, you know.
And let's talk about the logistics of this. You had to cancel your wedding. You had to cancel your reception. You had to cancel your honeymoon. I want to know, this is a tough question. Did you get any of your money back?
So we are fortunate in that all of our vendors are working with us, and we are moving all of the deposits and all the money we paid toward just another date. So because we were, like, a week and a half out from our wedding date, we had already pretty much paid for most things in full. And therefore, you know, it wasn't just a deposit. It was, like, all of the money. So everyone has been so amazing. And I think all vendors are, like, you know, they can't control this either. Everyone completely understands that this is a situation that is unique and out of all of our control. So, quite frankly, like, we have the best vendors ever, and none of them, like, skipped a beat. They were like, whatever you need to do to make this happen. And I think the big thing was, like, working with your bigger vendors first, the ones that obviously you paid the most money for. So that usually is, like, your caterer, your food, your venue, that type of thing.
Are you two going to get your money back, or are you going to postpone something down the road? But first, actually, you know what? We should talk about, when did you turn the corner and decide, you know, we're going to get married anyway? We're going to do a ceremony. And how did that come about? And then what did you end up doing?
So I don't really, I mean, I think there was never a doubt that we would get married on the 21st still. I think it was just, like, every day we were finding out, like, okay, it's kind of funny. My sisters are wonderful, and the three of them came up with, like, plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. I think we ended up with, like, plan F because, you know, all of the put A through C, like, included our immediate families. But as the week went on, it was like, we cannot be with our family. Like, we don't want to get them sick. We have to be far away from them. So I would say they were like rock stars in that they were willing to rally and like put together. They didn't want us to think about the day. They just wanted us to show up. But it obviously evolved the week of to be more of a virtual experience. Preston, do you want to explain?
Yes, Preston.
What we did?
So where did you get married and how did you guys get married?
Yeah, so a little non-traditional and, you know, maybe not the vision we had when we first got engaged. But nonetheless, you know, as Ella said, our family was amazing and really helped make it a special day. The ceremony, if you will, occurred on, you know, a virtual Google Hangout. So, you know, everyone dressed up in their own living room and just dialed in, and we were able to chat and see each other, and then just kind of one of Ella's sisters walked us through everything. We got to recite our vows to one another, exchange rings, do a toast afterwards, and it really felt as though they were there with us. Definitely got some stares from neighbors looking in the windows, seeing us dressed up standing in the living room. We built a little rig for our laptop and everything. But, again, you know, the most important part about getting married was us making a commitment to one another and, you know, being able to finally call each other husband and wife. So at the end of the day, whether it was in a, you know, a reception in front of 100 people or just our living room with our family, it was special.
Talking with Preston and Ella, who ended up getting married anyway after their wedding had to be canceled because of coronavirus. But there was one special element that you did do outdoors, of course, observing all of the social distancing rules that were required and the non-congregating rules, because this, you got married right on March 22nd, you said. 21st, right, and that was when the stay-at-home order went into effect at 5 p.m., so you just made it in the nick of time. Ella, what was the outdoor element that you guys were able to do?
Yeah, so Preston actually proposed to me at the same location, so we're going full circle here. It was a tree that my mom, like, was really important to my mom, who unfortunately has passed away. And it's at Evanston Beach, which is, you know, a place that's important to both of us. And, sorry, a beach at Evanston. And so we ended up meeting one of my sisters there who's ordained to sign our marriage license and just be able to, like, take in fresh air, which I don't think either of us had in a week. And we, of course, were very far from everyone because anyone who knows me knows I'm a germaphobe, so this is an interesting time for me. What? And I'm very precautious because I freak out about any type of situation.
We're going to talk about why that is, Ella. I want you to hold on with me because we're going to have more of this story and why it was such a special moment. These two got married in the age of corona. More of their story coming up right after this. Back with Ella and Preston, who got married anyway, despite their wedding and their reception and their honeymoon being canceled. You know what? I think they did the right thing. Okay, Ella. Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I just hung up on Preston. I'm so sorry.
Jasmine, no, it's
I'm
okay.
Messing up over here, guys. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, we'll talk to Ella for a second. Sorry about that to Preston. So, Ella, tell me about why this was so important to you. We needed to go to a commercial break there for a second, but just why was it so important to you that you incorporated this element of something that was a place that was super important for your mother?
I think we, as a family, just, like, always visited that location when we wanted to remember her, and knowing that although she couldn't be here with me throughout any of this process, you know, that's obviously very challenging as a bride, I would say. And so being able to involve her, you know, even though she isn't here in the physical sense, I think it was just a perfect location for us to meet. Like, we wanted to, you know, we needed somewhere with outdoor space because we didn't want to be in a confined area at this time. And it just seemed like the perfect place to sign our marriage license.
And then how were you able to make sure that everybody could see you at during this outdoor part of your ceremony, but also stay safe?
Yeah, so we, well, first of all, we made my sister put on gloves to sign our marriage license, and we, like, put it on the ground and then stepped away, and she signed it, and we gave her, oh my God, what's it called? Hand sanitizer. So we were very cautious, and then we had our family and friends, or sorry, just our family in their cars, just, like, waving at us from a distance. So it was nice to be able to see their faces, even though, you know, we didn't really get much quality time with them in person. But that was why, you know, following it up with the video experience was really important to us, because they also each kind of gave us, like, some toast after we exchanged our vows, which was nice because they loved on us even more, you know? So it's something that we were worried about missing that day, and we still had it. So, and then one more thing is that I have a wonderful friend who reached out to all of our guests and put together a video of everyone, like, saying that they are there with us in the spirit and just, like, cheering us on and saying how much they loved us. And that was awesome, too. So my sister played that at the end of our little, like, ceremony experience via Google Hangout.
So, Preston, I want to get you in here. I know this isn't the wedding that you planned for or dreamed of, but overall, how do you think it went? I'm sorry, Preston. I can't seem to get Preston up here. So, Ella, I'm going to let you answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously was unique, but we still felt really special, which I think is, like, one thing, you know, when you are in self-isolation and at home a lot, like, the days kind of just blend together. But I will say that small things made that day feel very special. Like, we had so many people reaching out to us, just, like, wishing us a happy wedding day. We actually had gone to Costco, like, 2 weeks prior to buy all these snacks and champagne for our party bus. And so Preston and I just, like, popped bottles of champagne. I still wore the pajamas I was going to wear that day. You know, just small things made it feel special. And although it wasn't this party that we had been envisioning for over a year, we still felt like we were married, and it felt special nonetheless.
How did Preston enjoy himself? Was it I'm sure.
Well, I think he definitely had a fun day. I don't know. I think we both felt special, and one thing that we knew we wouldn't have on our exact wedding day that we did have because we were at home is our dog was able to be the officiant / DJ / only physical, like, person that witnessed her wedding. So he was a good, like, trusty DJ and officiant that day. But it was really fun to hang out with him too, because I think he could tell something special was going on. We both had a good day.
So, Ella, are you guys planning? So I know that you had to work with all your vendors.
Yeah.
So are you planning to do something down the road with them once you can reschedule and get on their calendars?
So this is another funny story. We actually decided today that we are pushing back the wedding even further. So we had targeted, we got a date June 27th with all of our vendors, or maybe it's the 26th, whenever that Saturday is that we get. And we had signed new contracts. This is, like, the same day that we had sent an email to all of our guests saying we were postponing. We also had nailed down that day with all of our vendors. So we were targeting end of June, and as the weeks have passed, we're just like, I don't even know if June's going to work, and we kind of just don't want to have to worry about our guests getting sick. So we pushed it back to 2021 today.
So Ella, any advice that you would give someone else, another bride or, groom, engaged couple that are going through this right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you have to postpone your wedding, I do highly recommend like getting married still if that's something that you're interested in. It doesn't matter how, even if, let's say, in a month or two, restrictions have changed and maybe you're allowed to have groups of 5 to 10, if you still want to get married with your parents there to witness, I think it's a really special experience, even if it's not the big wedding that you had anticipated. So if you're up to it, I would say consider still getting married on the day that you had anticipated, getting married on, and then just being in touch with your vendors, even if it's like picking their brain about whether or not other couples in around your wedding day are deciding to postpone, because really no one knows what they're doing. And I think we can all learn from what other people are doing. So just staying in contact and then understanding whether they're willing to work with you to change the day as well. So those are the big things I would recommend. And just being open-minded, because at the end of the day, unfortunately, everyone is going through this, and you just want to put the best interest of your family and friends first. Well, Ella, you don't want to live with yourself if anyone were to get sick.
Absolutely. Heaven forbid if anything should happen. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience and sharing some advice and some wisdom for other folks that had to cancel their wedding or their reception and their honeymoon too. Oh, by the way, where was your honeymoon to? Just curious.
We're going to go to New Zealand and Fiji.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Sad.
Okay. Well, that's going to be rescheduled for sure.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ella and Preston, for joining us. Really appreciate you guys being with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And congratulations, you newlyweds.
Thanks.
Thank you. A lot more coming up on WGN Radio.